like just to say a few words. I can't come up with quite as much information as that, but I have some wonderful memories of Aunt Margie. I'm her nephew of Aunt Beansy. And when I was very young, my parents one time went to a Bach festival, and it was my birthday that they were going, so I was kind of crestfallen that I wasn't going to have a great festivity. But I was taken over to Aunt Margie's, and it was a fantastic party because right in the middle of it, she gave me this marvelous zoo made out of different paper animals, which I will always remember. And I also remember up in Maine, this kind of towering figure coming towards the water with the famous Styx or Wasserman Waddle that was heading towards the great splash that was going to be made soon. Aunt Margie, I think also, aside from loving beauty, had a certain practical way of dealing with her beautiful things, as did her mother. I can remember the Japanese screen in her home was somehow reduced to fit the size behind the space it was supposed to fit. And it's almost as good as her mother trying to improve certain Persian rugs with a certain painting of her own, much to my grandfather's chagrin. She did love to travel, and I remember when I was teaching my first teaching job in Milan with Angela, and she and Uncle Lionel came over and paid us a visit, and of course tried to see every last monastery and church that they could. While they were there, I was reminded of the way they liked to argue. It wasn't just about whether they were going to go to a diner or a fancy restaurant, but they had this marvelous capacity for arguing about things of the Roman Empire. Not too many uncles and aunts do that. And I will always miss her because she did, aside from being my aunt, she really styled herself as my Dutch uncle, which is one of the terms she liked to use. As you know, she was blunt and gruff, but a heart as big as this room and just a wonderful person.